It's been Friday since Wednesday. Tinkers, I just got off this call. It went for 2 hours with a friend of mine named Andrew, and he owns a very successful contracting business up here in Ontario, Canada. And the business is super successful because Andrew's a smart guy, but also because he's systemized everything. And he's familiar with the founder farmer Tinker principle. He says that he's in tinker phase, but he also says now he's stuck because anytime he has an idea, he just hands it to his team. They turn it into an operation. They test it. They prove it. And if it works, they keep it. And they don't really need him past the idea stage. And he said, I know at this stage we get paid to think, but the problem is that I just think all day and I get bored and I ruminate and I'm in my own head all the time. And I just don't know what to do next. And I'm worried that at 51 years old, I'm halfway through my life and I really have no guiding purpose. And he said for the last 2 months, he's been kind of sinking into this boredom. You know, he bought a big farm like I did, and he's set up hunt camps and he's planted turnips and all this kind of stuff. But he doesn't really know what to do. And he's like, I know I should get in shape, but maybe that's an hour, 4 or 5 times a week. And how do I fill the rest of my time? What he was really asking me was, how do I fill the rest of my brain? And I'm all too familiar with this problem because boredom becomes a real issue. When you become successful, when you're making as much money as you need, you start ruminating. You start thinking too much. And one of two things happens. If you're fairly new to the tinker phase and you're not aware of the problem, usually you turn back to the golden goose, your first business, and you start meddling with it. You want to try stuff. You hear ideas from other gym owners and you're like, I want to try that. Instead of looking at your business and saying, like, what is not working right now and what is working? And Andrew pointed out to me this problem on the same call. He said, you know, if you've got this amazing gym maybe and you've got like 3% monthly churn or something, which is pretty good, and you start obsessing about churn and you start taking advice from people who actually aren't doing as well as you are, and you break the working thing because you're bored and you're thinking too much. The other way that you can go with this is kind of depression. You have nothing to think about, so you think about nothing and you ruminate on bad stuff and you're just bored. And so you're looking at your phone too much and you're trying new stuff. And like, you know, you got nobody to talk to because your friends are all at work and your wife, your spouse, they're happy at their job or they're happy doing their daily routines. And nobody really understands what you're going through. And it sounds like, wow, what a jerk you are for complaining to be this successful this early in your life. And so you feel guilty and that just all spirals. The answer, though, is purpose. You have to come back to your purpose and realize that now you're playing a bigger game. In other words, you've climbed a mountain, you're standing on the peak, you're going, now what? And what you might not realize is that there's a bigger mountain behind you if you just turn around and look for it. In my case, and I've shared this story in the past, what I realized was that I needed to grow my personal wealth so that I could have a more meaningful impact on my community. But specifically, what does that look like? Like, how can I actually change the future of Sault Ste. Marie? Well, I believe we need more entrepreneurs. How do I create more entrepreneurs? Well, I can start by inspiring kids in local high schools to pursue the path of entrepreneurship. And then how can I help them become entrepreneurs? Well, I can gather other local entrepreneurs together, successful ones, to do some mentoring of these kids and maybe even set up like a Shark Tank type program. And then I can give them a place to kind of nurture their ideas, a local incubator that will help guide them and build on their companies. I can also produce a lot of media that will help people become inspired to become entrepreneurs in Sault Ste. Marie. I can share the stories of people who are like retiring, maybe selling their businesses and they don't have a succession plan. There are a lot of things that I can do tactically when I accept that I have the opportunity and therefore the responsibility to do something. Now, this might be entrepreneurship for you. It might be fitness for you. What you might find is that when you've reached a certain point of success, like the tinker phase, your gym is successful, you're making more than you need, you've got more time, but now you're getting bored, you have to ask yourself, not just what is the biggest opportunity for you, but also what is your responsibility as a leader in your space? And that might help you find your purpose. So for example, I realize that I have a responsibility to teach other coaches in our space how to be better coaches. There are amazing courses out there that will teach them how to deliver a certain method. CrossFit and yoga are two examples, right? Like, you can't beat the CrossFit level one for learning how to coach CrossFit. There's no better course than that. You can't maybe beat the USAW course for teaching, for learning how to teach weightlifting. Maybe, right? But that's not the opportunity. And that's not everything that you need to be a coach. And so I started putting together curriculum to help people learn how to actually coach better. Because being a good coach is more than just understanding the method really well. So that's one opportunity, right? And that kind of gave me some purpose for a while. The greater purpose, though, as we discussed with Andrew, is when you're talking about tradespeople, sooner or later, the topic always comes to, we're running out of tradespeople that nobody new is entering the field. And I said, Andrew, like, you have an amazing perspective on the field. You know how to make tradespeople successful because you've done it. How can you get more tradespeople into the field? And he said, I don't know. And I said, that's the biggest problem plaguing the trades right now, plaguing contractors and plaguing everybody that owns a home. We can't get a plumber. How do you fix that? And he said, I don't know, but I'm going to think about it. And my bet is that Andrew comes back to me probably by Monday and says something like, I think I know the steps. If I were telling your teenage son, here is how you become a plumber and here's why you'd want to, then this is what I would do. And if Andrew can unlock that puzzle, what he's done there is completely change that industry. Something has to happen in that industry, and Andrew is in the position to do that. But a lot of things have to happen in the fitness industry, in the construction industry, in the rental industry, in the repair industry, and all the industries that you're in right now. Something has to happen to take that industry to the next level. And you are one of the very few leaders in that industry. You're one of the 10% or even the 1% in that industry. And it's up to you, who's out there on like the ragged, jagged, sharp edge, to figure out, how do I make this industry better? How do I solve this industry's most vexing problem? And of course, you'll be rewarded for that. So when you find yourself bored, it's not because you've done everything. It's not because the challenges are over. It's not a reason to feel sad or depressed. When you get to that point where you're bored and you don't know what to do with all this extra time, and you find yourself watching TV shows or staring at your phone, all you have to do is look for the next mountain over your shoulder and let that create purpose in you that will drive you forward for the next 3 to 5 years. And then 3 to 5 years after you've conquered that huge thing that I know you can, then it's time to look for the next mountain again. Hope that helps.